I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello, wrestling fans around the world. I'm your host, Damien St. John, and he is the owner and the 35-time champion of the Pub Wrestling Federation, the Ginger Ninja.
How do?
I do well, champ. How do you do?
I do well too. Hey, I'm better than good. I'm Tree Bloody Mendes.
What's gotten into you?
It's February.
A month that must bring back some very fond memories for you.
Huh?
You know, you won more titles at February than any other annual live event in the PWF.
Like all the great artists, Leonardo, Donatello, Michelangelo and Raphael, I do my best work when I'm absolutely skittled off me nut.
Are you...
skittled right now? Of course not.
Good.
Only joking. Why have you got three tongues?
Today on Wrestling with the Champ, we're talking about the one thing we could all do with a little bit more of right now.
What? Dirty sex.
Love.
Less mini driver, more pile driver. Wrestling with the Champ.
Right, before we get started with this episode, what do you think of these, champ? Hey, have a look.
What the fuck are they?
Well, obviously they're knitted dolls. Of you. Knitted champs.
What have you been doing to them, you sick pervert?
No, my mum made them for you. You see? Oh, look, it's even got your own little crocheted belt at the front.
Your mum sounds like a lovely woman. Does your dad work nights?
Hey, keep your hands off. Tell me, champ, how many times have you been in love?
Just once.
Well, they do say you're lucky if you find love even once.
Twice if you count this model I follow on Instagram. I double tap that. I do double tap that.
For those who missed our Royal Fumble episode, that once was Gene McQueen, a.k.a. the Meanie Genie.
Flashback!
I mean, you two, it's fair to say, were the hottest mixed tag team in the PWF for nearly 8 weeks. The two of you, your title win at Coventry's Concrete King Presents SummerSlam was the stuff of legend. And people still rave about how you saved her from taking a stray breeze block to the face.
It were nothing.
Yeah, you spent 3 months in traction.
For love, I'd spend six.
Champ?
Don't call him that. His name's Nigel.
It felt like the right time to propose.
During a goddamn match?
Gene, when I saw you leap into the air with your elbow pointing at my brain, I knew it were love.
I deserved to win that match. Me, not you.
So the two of you were tagging outside of the ring as well?
No.
Yep.
It wasn't romance.
So was it more of a locker room liaison?
Call it what you want. I want an apology.
I don't regret asking you, Gene.
No, no, not good enough. Not after this long.
I still love you.
The present.
Looking back, that were love, but with a little L. Like Jamiroquai.
Now, we all know you're a man of a certain age.
29.
And quite frankly, man to man, it's time you settled down, really, isn't it?
Demo, I'm not ready for me pipe and slippers. Unless by pipe you mean shisha, and by slippers you mean... Actually, I do love slippers. It's like wriggling your toes up the ass of two cuddly puppies.
Don't you want someone special?
I do have someone special.
Who?
Henry.
That's your vacuum cleaner.
Dr. Pepper.
That's your favourite drink.
Lee Delamere.
That's your favourite service station. I'm getting a vibe here, champ, and I think you're afraid of love.
Hey, the champ's not afraid of nothing.
Good, because I've found someone just for you. It's exactly the type of person you need right now.
Oh, God.
Please welcome to Wrestling with the Champ, the CEO of Cupid's Calling, Denby's most popular dating agency. It's Michelle Pink, a.k.a. The Matchmaker.
Are you ready for his love arrow, Cupid's Calling?
Hello, boys.
I don't fancy her.
Lacks self-confidence.
Come on, champ, give it a go. I mean, she's already cashed the check, so...
Demo, son, you've wasted your cash.
Intimacy issues.
Hey, pack that in. What are you writing about me?
Oh, bit of this, bit of that.
If you're casting asparagus on me, I'll leave you a heavily scathing review on Trustpilot.
Control freak.
For God's sake, do the bloody test, all right? The matchmaker knows exactly what she's doing. She has a 95% success rate in these things.
What about the other 5%?
Oh, it's still work in progress. Whenever I can, I visit them in prison.
Come on, champ. Try it. You never know. It might do you some good. I'm asking as a friend who needs to see you get laid.
All right. Woman of zero sexual interest to me. Do you worst?
Right. All I ask is that you answer my questions honestly and openly. Slowly. Empty your mind.
Done.
What are your likes and dislikes?
Beer and questions.
What would you consider to be your long-term goal in life?
Getting to the end of this quiz.
What one word describes your love life?
Filthy.
Do you want my help or not?
Is this one multiple choice?
There are plenty of other middle-aged, overweight, sexually frustrated, poorly educated, leather jacket-wearing meatheads out there for me to help.
I texted my cousin Clive's digits.
What's the matter? Don't you want to find a girl? Settle down? You know, and if you want, get married.
I want love. Just a different kind.
How deep is your love?
I want to know what love is. Truly. Madly. Deeply.
That's the power of love.
I want to dance with somebody. I want to fill the heat with somebody.
Well, you can't hurry, love.
Nigel, who's the biggest influence in your love life and why?
If my mum's listening, then her. If she's not listening, then me dad.
What's your mum like?
Don't go thinking you're important just because the crowd love you doesn't make you special. They only love your character. Now roll on my ceiling and stop farting.
Fanny Franklin, what a woman. She kept me grounded.
Yeah, all the best mums do.
Literally, didn't let me leave the house until I was 16. Ran away to do wrestling, never looked back.
Champ, did you ever go home?
Once. After about 3 weeks, I ran out of clean pants. Surprising how long you can make two purrs last. I broke into my own bedroom window and found... Oh, my God. Oh, I'd blocked it out until now. I caught my Uncle Leon shagging my mum. With his hairy ass going like a jackhammer, it was like looking in the mirror.
Oh.
Bit of baggage.
Now we can go to a break if you like. Do you want to go to a break? Come on, let's go to a break.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com. Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Dine real fine at the Curry Palace Kingdom Club. The drinks are warm, the food is cold. Mouth-watering food at eye-watering prices. Puppet arms so thin, you can see your face through them. Bhaji so tough, you could bowl a maiden over with one. Masala so creamy, you wonder what we put in it. We don't have an alcohol license, so bring your own, yeah? And bring one for the chef, one for Ali the waiter, and one for me, Derek, the owner. And a couple for my wife, and a few for her sister too. Nothing cheap though, minimum £6 a bottle. Dine real fine at Curry Palace Kingdom Club. Head north past Hereford train station. If you get to the Laundrette, you've gone too far. Give us a WhatsApp if you get lost.
Did you know you can't chokeslam yourself and pat your head at the same time?
Mm-hmm.
Wrestling with the champ.
Getting dead into this. Come on, matchmaker, do your worst.
Right. The next couple of questions will come at you thick and fast. Just say the first thing that comes into your mind.
Tits.
Not yet. Tell me something about yourself I'd never ever guess.
Do we have doctor-patient privilege?
No.
I had a three-way in a Kia Picanto. And Brick went straight through my ribs. Most intense orgasm ever.
Maybe break the ice with something less revealing.
Like what?
What do you do for a living?
By day, painter decorator. By night,
wrestling god.
I find that really interesting. And do you have a favourite colour of, paint?
Botanist green.
I thought you were more of a maroon moment man.
Botanist green evokes happy childhood memories of walking through sprawling forests on a rainy day, treading on pine cones with a satisfying crunch, and filling your lungs with fresh air until they want to burst.
That's beautiful.
Memorised it off the can.
You mentioned wrestling. On a scale of 1 to 10, how well do you know The Rock?
Which one? Guernsey? The Sean Connery film or Blackpool?
The wrestler come actor come sex god come Uber dad come Insta star. I can smell what you're cooking and I want more.
A 4.
You? You know The Rock?
Yeah. Well, no. Well, yeah. Well, yeah. Well, no. Well, yeah. Well, yeah. No. Well, yeah. Well, yeah. Well, no. Well, yeah.
Can you introduce me to his, Dwayne Johnson?
When did you meet The Rock?
We crossed swords once.
When?
I had a wee next to him once at Brentwood Services. At least I think it were him. It were 3 a.m. and I'd been driving all night back home from Beer on the Beach in Sandwich. When I looked down, I mean looked over, I could see his eyebrow were unmistakably cocked in my direction. Big man, huge. He said his name were Da Rock.
Could you introduce me?
Hang on, this is supposed to be about the champ's love life and not your lust for a former WWE superstar. Anyway, why was The Rock at a Midland service station in the middle of the night?
I don't know, but he gave me his number.
Oh, please call it, please.
What's in it for me? These digits are worth a bob or two.
Are you into bobs? We've got over 200 on our database. Sorry, one second. Hello? I know. I didn't know that. I'll tell him. Yeah, no, and okay, bye. Nigel, I've got the results of your comprehensive, panoramic, umbrella overview of your love life using our patented heart stamp technology.
Told you! Thank you, matchmaker. Yeah.
And the good news is, there's a chance that someone is or could have been out there for you on this planet at some point.
Oh, thank God for that.
We're still running names. You said native English speaker, right?
Not racist, just out of hearing.
Someone tall, in shape, outspoken, a redhead.
Got to keep it in the family.
Someone northern, who drinks cider like a horse drinks water.
I'd date a horse if it drank cider.
Over 42, but under 44. These requirements are pretty strict, but I think we've found a match.
Who is it?
It's you?
Result. Cheap date.
It turns out you are the most unique person in our system. 99% narcissist. You get a preferred skills badge for that.
Twinsaw! Hi, I'm Alex.
And I'm Alex.
We sound the same. We look the same. Boy, does that get confusing. And we are basically the same because we both run Twinstore, the local store exclusively selling clothes for twins. Like him. And him, you prick. Matching t-shirts, matching trousers, matching coats, matching gloves. Wait, do we sell matching hats, prick? Look on your pricking head, you prick. Well, you could have told me. Is this because I was born 3 minutes before you? Our post-COVID reopening is on May the 11th with PWF Tag Team Champions Dean and Dean signing autographs. Remember, if we sell it, you can buy it at Twin Store. I thought we were going with twinning is winning. Prick. Twin Store!
It's about how hard you pretend to get hit. Wrestling with the champ.
So shall we call The Rock then?
That might be the single most exciting thing you've ever said to me.
What, more exciting than the time I said demo? I've just done a fart that smells like that Johnny Depp aftershave. Have a waft.
I can't believe I get to interview The Rock.
Can you just ring the number?
Well there, Trigger. You too, Miss Piggy. Let me do talking.
I just can't believe it. The great one on our podcast, The Rock.
Where is he? Where's The Rock?
Hello, Thorax Solicitors.
Straight to his legal people. I knew this number were legit.
Thorax.
Hiya, is Dwayne there?
Dwayne?
You know, DJ, the big man, built like a gingerbread shithouse.
Look, there's nobody here by that name. Could I help you with something?
Nah, you're alright, I'm sound. I met him once in an Essex petrol station. He gave me this number.
Ugh, champ, it's not The Rock. It's
I don't know who you think you've called, but this is Thorax Solicitors. And unless you need legal help...
He's probably off making a film.
Unless you need legal help, please hang up. Now!
But I told my friend Michelle she could meet him.
Meet who?
Dwayne, The Rock.
This is Thorax. Thorax. Oh.
Solicitors, fucking hell. I know. They're a tough nut to crack. Maybe I need a password. Demo, what could it be?
Listen, are you in immediate danger?
I think I might be.
Jumanji! Jumanji 2! The Tooth Fairy!
Never ring this number again. Never ring Thorax Solicitors again. all right?
He's not even a wrestler.
Of course I'm not a wrestler. I'm a bloody solicitor.
I'll send him a DM, a PM, a pork. Must be a mistake.
No, Dwayne, no gain. I'm going to make sure you never find love.
Ah, me arm. Ow, me leg. Ow.
The matchmaker is using my mum's knitted champ doll as a voodoo doll.
A woman scorned is... it's not a good thing.
Get off! Not me funny bone! Who carries pins around with them? Get off!
I curse you for the rest of your life.
This is Papa Shango times 100.
Ah! Not me nub! Ah!
Tougher than the skin on your wife's feet. You're wrestling with the champ.
Well, champ, I guess the matchmaker finally met her match.
Too right. Hey, why are they called matchmakers?
Well, they help people find their perfect match.
No, the chocolate. They all look the same. That's not matchmaking. That's purrs.
Do you think there's someone out there for you that isn't you?
You know, I think the love of my life lives centuries away, far off into the future. That's how love works. Right place, wrong time.
That's bleak.
That's sod's law. We'll never meet. I'll never know her face, taste her cooking or look deep into her bra. But she'll know everything about me because that woman, my 25th century girl, will hear this podcast for the very first time and think, he were the fat bastard for me.
Huh. Yeah, I never thought about it like that.
Then think about this. Right now, she's having a future wank.
Wrestling with the Champ was created by Damien St. John. Written and produced by Ant McGinley and Damien St. John. Starring Ant McGinley, Damien St. John, Charles Commins, Dawn Bailey and Samuel Thomas. For more episodes, to leave a review and to subscribe, visit champpod.com.
This show is part of Podomedy, the podcast comedy network. We're the best kept secret on Acast. Why not laugh at what else we've got? Check out podomedy.com now.